Yeshaya Perek Zion, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Le'ilu Nishmas Avimori Pesach David Ben Avram Nata. The fact that I am recording these few psukim on December 25th is a happy coincidence and significance, as we will see shortly. So Hashem has said through Yeshaya to Ahaz, the wicked king of Yehuda, ask for a sign. And the people of Yehuda desperately need a sign that they're going to survive the two-pronged attack of Aram and Pekach ben Remaliahu, king of Yisrael. But he refuses, allegedly on the grounds of not wanting to test God. Vayomer Shimon HaBeis David. So Hashem says back to Ahaz, you don't ask for a sign, but therefore listen, house of David. Itself a musar to Ahaz, that he's not mentioning Ahaz by name. Ahaz's status is only due, says the man Loes, to being the heir to a righteous dynasty that he happened to descend from. And he betrayed it. You're a burden to the people, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hama'at mikem hal osan Hashem, kisalu gamas elokoi. Hashem says, is it not enough that you burden people and you also abandon, you also burden my God? Is it not enough that you're not leading the people properly, but you're also refusing to get a sign from God to keep his word? You indicate your disbelief. Yadalit, very important pasuk. Lochein yitain Hashem hu lochem os. So lochein means therefore, but it's almost like despite that, as a result of your own choosing to abandon faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem on his own will give to all of you a sign. Lochem, the plural. Hinei ha'alma harav yoledes bein. Behold, the young woman, says Yeshaya, will conceive and give birth to a son. Who is the young woman who's going to conceive and give birth to a son? So the Radak and others suggest maybe it means Ahaz himself and his queen, and the son will be Chizkiyahu. But the timing doesn't really work well for that, because Chizkiyahu, according to the timeline, by cross-referencing here in Malachim, would have been something like 9 years old already. So most Mefarshim, including Rashi and others, say that it's Yeshaya's wife who is going to become pregnant and give birth to a son. There is the Christian interpretation, we'll get to that in a moment, that says it's some other young woman, and they mistranslate the word ha'alma. The karas shemo Immanuel. And she will call him Immanuel, God is with us. So this would be Sha'ar Yashuv's younger brother, which would make sense that the boy Immanuel, as we would say in English or in Latin, would be Yeshaya's son, rather than Ahaz's, since Ahaz, to name a child Immanuel, it's very unlikely. But that will be a sign that Immanuel, Hashem is with us, and the peace will come within his time. Tesvav chema'u devash yochel. He will eat only butter and honey. Ledato ma'os bara uvachor batov. And by the time, he will be able to discern, to tell the difference between good and evil. So the salvation is going to come when he's too young yet to know the difference between good behavior and bad behavior, between the idea of any kind of morality in one's actions. Children who are very young don't understand that yet. Eating butter and honey, a fairly good sign, because it's a sign that the land is full of plenty and that there's no famine and everything is good. Tazayin ki v'terem yeda hanar ma'os baro v'chor batov. Because even before the child is old enough, this Immanuel, to understand that one must not choose evil, that one must be ma'os in evil, v'chor batov, and choose only good, te'ozev ha'adamar sharata katz mibnei shnei melocheha. The land will be abandoned by the two kings whom you dread. So everybody's going to be saved, and it's all going to be even before the child is old enough to know the difference. Now, what the Christians did with this pasuk is they immediately seized upon it once their religion came about with the guy that they say was born on December 25th, Yeshu, Yashka, Jesus, And they said that this is the child being referred to. So they mistranslated the word Alma in Pasuk Yud Dalet. And as the book of Matthew would say, and it's key that it's the book of Matthew, that's one of the late Gospels, he said that all of the story took place, that the birth of Yeshu took place in this way. His mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but she was found to be child from the Holy Spirit before they lived together. So Joseph shows up and says, wait, you're pregnant? We've never been together. And she says, it was the Holy Spirit. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And all this took place, says the book of Matthew 1:22-23, to fulfill that which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel. So one of the fundamental doctrines of Christianity in the book of Matthew and the later book of Luke that comes up after that was that Jesus, their alleged savior, fulfills the prophecy of Yeshaya as Emmanuel, born by birth to a virgin, an Alma. The problem is the Hebrew word Alma doesn't have anything to do with a woman's status in terms of being sexually active or not. If we look all over Tanakh, we see multiple times where the word Alma is used. First, one of the earliest, where Eliezer is looking for a bride for Yitzchak, and he says, "Hinei anochi nitzav alein hamoyim, I will stand by the spring of water. V'hoya ha alma hayotzeis l'shov v'yomarti yilah hashkini no mamayin mikadech." The alma who comes to draw water, and that was Rivka. And according to many of the midrashim at the time, she was a mere 3 years old. But the pasuk isn't talking about her status in terms of being marriageable that way. Her pasuk is just referring to her as a young woman. Shir HaShirim brings up the word Alamos Ahivucha, maidens or young women love you, and that's actually a euphemism for HaKadosh Baruch Hu rather than physical love in any way. Bat Homer La in Shmos Perek Beis, in Parsha Shmos, Bas Paro says to Miriam, Lechi, Batelech Ha Alma, Batikro Asim HaYolet. So the young woman, the girl, Miriam, Moshe's older sister, went and called Yocheved, the child's mother, to nurse Moshe, who would not nurse from an Egyptian woman. Excuse me. Furthermore, the word Alma is the feminine version of the word Elem, which is used in Sefer Shmuel several times. When in the famous Haftorah from Acher Chodesh, Yonasan and David are coming up with a secret sign so that David will know if he's safe from Shaul or not. When Yonasan is shooting arrows at a target, he says, "In Ko Omar Lo Elem, if I say to the lad, to the young man, that the arrows are beyond you, that means that God is sending you on your way." Ben Mizeh Elem, at one point Shaul says, "Find out whose son that young fellow is." So the word Elem does not mean a virgin of some kind, the way the Christians have taken it to mean. Some pin that on the Septuagint, the popular at the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, the popular translation of the Torah into Greek. The word Besula is a word that is used in Tanakh and in Gemara to mean a young woman who is not yet sexually active, but not the word Alma. So it's interesting that on the day when the world of Christians celebrates the alleged giving birth of the Alma, the Alma is really not the person that they are referring to. And it's not the person that certainly that Yeshaya is referring to. And so we see that you can possibly interpret Tanakh in the eye of the beholder, but at least be honest about your translation and at least use it properly. So according to all pshatim that we have, the Alma in this case is referring to a young woman who is most likely the wife of Yeshaya and the son of his that is going to be born. A Rabbi Jack Abramowitz, who writes about Nachyomi for the OU website, has the last word on this. He says, most tellingly, the prophecy here is that attacking nations will be defeated while the child is still quite young. So we're talking about Aram, and we're talking about Yisrael attacking Yehuda, and they're going to leave without any kind of military victory. If this allegedly foretold the birth of a baby in Bethlehem over 600 years later, how would this be a sign to Ahaz that he would win? The war and his life would be ancient history by 600 years later. From the context, it must be a child, a male child, a baby that Ahaz would live to see born. So there's very little basis, properly probably no basis, to use these psukim as a foundation for a later religion. It's also very telling, by the way, just in Catholic history, and we'll wrap it up here with this. We've gone way over time, but it just tickled my funny bone to talk about it today on December 25th. The early Gospels of Christianity itself are John, which is written very early on, shortly, not during Yashka's life, but afterwards. John doesn't mention anything about a virgin birth for Yashka. Neither does the earliest gospel, Mark. They say nothing exceptional about the birth of Jesus, that allegedly it was somehow miraculous. It was only the later gospels, Luke and Matthew, which are added in the second century, 100 plus years after Yashka lived, if he was the historical persona that they mean. So it clearly was layered on afterwards. Even Christian scholars consider it highly unlikely that there was a living source of some kind to apply this pasuk to that person. So just keep a skeptical eye when you hear the word Alma being used by missionaries or anybody else as some kind of proof that Christianity has it right, because it's taking Yeshaya completely out of context, as one would expect.